No, bizarrely, we were always together. We after Between Happiness and Heartache, I guess we recorded another album, which we didn't release because we just felt like, oh, this is just Between Happiness and Heartache, part two. It didn't feel, I don't know, it felt stale, didn't feel very fresh, and so we did have a sort of identity crisis for a while, obviously a very long while. And that is why Blue Moon is very much quite a lo-fi recording, because those are a lot of those recordings are rehearsal recordings that so literally things like Walk Down to the Water, it's just from a cassette. The music, the instrumental music, was recorded from cassette, and we just had on one mic in the room. I mean, you know, you were asking earlier about tapes in boxes. A lot of Blue Moon is was recorded like that, and some of the tracks we recorded in the studio. But it was because we were having an identity crisis, and we had to go back and listen to all the tapes that we'd done over the years, and so say, well, that's good. Let's go that way or whatever. But I think we just felt like we were just churning out the same old, and between Behind the Light, Green to Blue, it was quite a similar story, and it didn't feel fresh. We weren't excited about it. You know, like I was saying about the best thing for me is when we're writing, that moment where we're all just sort of caught up in the moment, in the music, and that didn't happen very often for a while. And so we didn't release any of it. And in fact, between Behind the Light and Green to Blue, it got so bad we did actually take a sabbatical. Harry suggested we take 3 months off and we go away. And when we came back, we all had to have written two songs each. And that's what we did. In the process, we lost Martin. He didn't come back. Well, he did when I was playing one of mine to the others, and he walked in and said, "I'm leaving." And I took it quite personally. But I like that song. That made it onto the album. That was It's Good to See You. It might have been, I'm pretty sure it was It's Good to See You. It could have been I Want You to Realize. But that actually, that break was very good because it kind of revolutionized the way we write, because all of a sudden we were turning up with finished songs. I'd never written a song on my own before. I know that's quite a ludicrous thing considering how long I've been doing it, but in the past we'd always written together. And then all of a sudden, sometimes we do still write from jamming, or the ideas that we bring get morphed into The Breathless Thing. But I guess that's why on Green to Blue there is a little bit of verse chorus on some of them, or our kind of our take on it. But yeah, that was the thing with Green to Blue. We were writing without a drummer, and yeah, we were working sometimes from complete songs, or starting from complete songs and deconstructing them and changing them. Yeah.